Hello and welcome to 1.21 gigawatts. That was Miles Davis, and together in the studio with me is the laziest DJ in San Francisco, Mr. Matt Brown.
Hello.
So you've picked two tracks that are together almost like 50 minutes.
Yeah, you know, it was a golden year, 71. Yeah. You could release an album and the entire side of it might be one song.
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate you, you know, hand selecting those two tracks.
Yeah, you want to communicate the real essence of the year.
Yes, for sure. Just for the listeners, so you picked 71. Why is that?
I think maybe it's because reading around high art and pop music, I think maybe 1971 might be the year where those two things came closest together. So you got these like extraordinarily highfalutin artists and pop musicians saying roughly the same thing in their art, and I thought it was super exciting. So yeah. I was just happy no one else had picked it. So
yeah, I did play 1970 last week, uh-huh. which was, you know, dad rock version. My dad picked the playlist, so this is kind of different set. So I'm looking forward to hopefully we have some time to play the Kraftwerk track.
Excellent. Yes,
we'll talk a bit more about that. What do we have coming up? Do you know?
We got Hallelujah with Can, I guess.
Nice.
We got a bit of Serge Gainsbourg. We got a bit of Funkadelic. We got some Sly Stone for the local stuff. We got Steve Reich. We got James Brown, and a bit of Harry Nilsson.
Cool. Yeah. Let's kick off the next 20-minute song, and we'll see you all in 20 minutes.
Special
All right, that was Can with, how do you pronounce that? Hallelujah?
It's one of those phrases I've only ever read and never said. Tago Mago? I have no idea.
And with a German accent, please.
Tago Mago.
That's good enough. Good enough. Cool. That we cut that one a little bit short. We want to squeeze in a couple more songs.
But. Yeah, I think it's clearly Can are probably the best band ever.
And to ever have walked,
walked the surface of the earth.
Yeah.
I think if you're into Radiohead, you just are in the Can by default.
It's a requirement.
Yeah. And then plus their drummer died recently, Jackie Liebeszeit, who's widely considered to be the best drummer in the world ever.
Right.
There's another fact for you.
Yeah. Do you wanna pitch your what did you call it? Your little your weird playlist making based on obituaries?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a very, very occasionally put together playlist of artists and producers and songwriters and whoever who've died during the previous year, and I make a little show out of it, but it's just a little mix. And it's called This Is Dead Good. So maybe, yeah, it might be a good idea to try and put it on.
You have a lot of material from last year,
yeah,
for sure.
Exactly.
Never going to get better than that. cool. What happened in 71? Do you know?
Oh, and just general kind of.
Airwar music? Any good stuff?
Let's see. There's all the obvious stuff around, like, apparently Bowie hit his creative peak then. Loads of, I guess, Hunky Dory and most of Ziggy Stardust got recorded then, and then Carole King did Tapestry, and there's all these like legendary albums, none of which I'm going to play today because I think everyone knows them already.
Yeah.
And I just want to pick slightly stranger stuff at that intersection.
My depressing document in front of me says that Jim Morrison died in 71. So he hit his peak in terms of life, I guess. Never got better than that.
Any other current events?
I was going to ask you about this one. What's Decimal Day in the UK?
Oh, this might be the period when Britain went from old currency. Is it imperial currency? I don't know call it. It was all pound, shillings, and pence. And they went metric.
Yeah.
They went to the decimal pound. So, yeah, that's right.
Probably a good thing. I don't think I would have moved there. Although with the Brexit, they've come
to bring
it back. You never know. What's the next track? Do you want to tell us about?
The next track is by Serge Gainsbourg. Gainsbourg. Should I do it in the local accent?
Yeah, please. Where's your cigarette?
And it's the title track from the Melody Nelson album, which is, I was going to say it's one of his weirdest albums, but they're all kind of a bit weird, aren't they? So apparently one of his most popular ones. I'm just glancing at the Wikipedia page for it. And it says the plot of the album involves the middle-aged Gainsbourg unintentionally colliding his Rolls-Royce Silver Ghost into teenage girl Melody Nelson's bicycle, and the subsequent seduction and romance that ensues. So it's pretty typical Serge
That's
Gainsbourg.
That's basically all his albums, but not on bicycles.
So I don't know at which point he's run her over at this point, or we might be able to piece together which point.
Well, my French is lacking, so we'll see. All right, let's kick it off.
Les ailes de la Rolls effleuraient des pylônes. Quand, m'étant malgré moi égaré, nous arrivâmes, Rolls et moi, dans une zone dangereuse, un endroit isolé. Cette Silver Ghost de 1910 s'avance en éclaireur, la Vénus d'argent du radiateur, dont les voiles légers volent aux avant-postes. hautaine, dédaigneuse, tandis qu'hurle le poste de radio, couvrant le silence du moteur. Elle fixe l'horizon et l'esprit ailleurs semble tout ignorer des trottoirs que j'accoste. Naturelle.
straighter than narrow. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow. Me and my arrow, taking the high road. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow. And in the morning when I wake up, she may be gone, I don't know. And if we make up just to break up, I'll carry on. Oh yes, I will. Me and my arrow, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, straight up the narrow. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow. 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 In my arrow, do 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 do, straight of the narrow. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow.
Nielsen's song, I just didn't really know much about it. I'd heard it on various mixtapes, and just reading up about it, is a song composed as a theme for Oblio, The Pointless Boy. and his dog Arrow, and I was like, what is a pointless boy? And clicking further through Wikipedia, it comes from the album The Point, which was the story of which came from a recent acid trip he'd done, looking at everything around him in the trees and realizing that everything came to a point, all the branches, blah blah blah. And so apparently this is a fable about Oblio, the only round-headed person in the pointed village. So there you go.
It's also a fable about not doing acid. It's rarer.
Indeed. And then, the funkadelic track, Can You Get to That, comes from Maggot Brain, which is apparently one of the 500 greatest albums of all time, according to Rolling Stone. 17th best album of the 1970s, according to Pitchfork. There you go.
Yeah, solid endorsements, both of them. Is this when I do my segment, Depressing Things
Yes,
That Happen?
Yes, that sounds like a good time. Yeah.
So 1971, in coups, we had Idi Amin in Uganda. We had Alejandro Lanús, I guess, in Argentina. Going right into the next segment, which is bankruptcies in 1971. We have Britain's Rolls-Royce goes tits up.
That's why just after they went metric, I guess.
They
couldn't work out the money bit.
It's like, we've been losing money all this time. We had no idea. I don't know. Oh, I guess on a happier note, we have Greenpeace being founded in Vancouver, up north. I guess that's kind of... Oh, and the U.S. ends its trade embargo against China.
Oh, you go take the rough of the smooth.
Yeah. Although... I guess people these days might not agree. Who knows?
At the beginning of the end.
Yeah, depending on how you see it. What do we have in the next set?
Let's see what's coming up. What have we got? We've got some James Brown coming next, haven't we?
Nice.
Oh, God.
don't get it. Come back for more. Don't care. Come back for more. Don't care. Come back for more.
need a little breather after that. It's quite hypnotic. That was Steve Reich drumming part four. Before that,
how are part ones?
Exactly. Before that, we had Soul Power by James Brown Alive. Love, Power, Peace, James Brown album. I like putting those two tracks beside each other because I think Steve Reich, James Brown, and Krautrock are the triumvirate, the holy trinity of music, 1971. I think they're all like exploring broadly the same themes about like super repetitive grooves, no song structures. They all just gave up writing songs and just made super hypnotic long form pieces, which then arguably gave rise to things like hip hop and techno and all that kind of stuff. I think this was the birth of it. Super interesting musicology lecture.
Thank you, Professor. I appreciate it. It's a good track, but I was just saying, like, imagine playing this in primetime radio, like your mother turns on and is like, what the?
It's weird there was no MTV video for it. But yeah. Weird, I think Steve Reich was at Philip Glass. Someone was doing Sesame Street videos at the same time. So
they could have.
I think the kids were being hypnotized at the same time.
That makes sense. So I think we have two tracks left.
Yeah, we got some Kraftwerk and then we got some Sly Stone. The Kraftwerk number is called Krautrock. I think I don't know if they were embracing the term or if they were making fun of it, but this was before they all turned into robots. So apparently Kraftwerk had this early history where most of the members of Neu were in Kraftwerk before they all broke up and formed their own band. So this is not I think this is just a live performance on a TV show they did rather than any particular album, but it's an interesting, unique kind of sound for them.
All right, let's hear what the robot-less Kraftwerk sounds like.
Thank you.
Kraftwerk doing krautrock, and then Sly Stone, Love and Hate as in Hate Street, as the local band. Yeah, I love that track. It's just so weirdly dark and overdubbed to hell. And apparently he recorded most of the vocals in bed, which is nice. Just flicking through the Wikipedia.
It's a good way to live. It. Like,
right, yeah, life goals. But yeah, it's I love the weird, crunchy production of it. There was an album recently of D'Angelo's latest stuff. Yeah, it kind of like repeats a lot of that now. Super interesting. Yeah.
How do you find the song from the Kraftwerk song? Because that sounds nothing like any Kraftwerk song I've heard before.
It seems like there was just this period where they were all just a bunch of dudes hanging out and trying to be in each other's bands for a while, and then they realized probably a few years later, it was like, actually, we're just going to be robots, the rest of you can just, you know, keep your hair long.
Yep. And keep doing that till 2015. Exactly.
But I just love it. They probably didn't know each other, them, James Brown, Sly Stone, but they're all doing kind of similar themes in all their music. Just like
should get them together. Yeah, the ones that are alive, I guess. So. Yeah, I was surprised that. Oh well, surprised. I guess Sly Stone is still alive and kicking. I'm not quite sure what he's up to.
Not kicking too high.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to live, though. We're all kind of running out of time.
Yeah. I was just flicking through various articles about 1971 music, and there is a book which apparently definitively states the case for 1971 being the best year for music. It's called Never a Dull Moment by David Hepworth. So I don't know what he does. He was a journalist of some repute. I haven't read the article clearly enough. But given that he agrees with me, he's a fine man.
Exactly, you're not biased, not selecting the things that conform to your already predetermined. We're about out of time, so thank you for coming on the show.
Anytime.
Appreciate it, and hopefully you'll be back soon with another amazing year.